right there.
I feel like I'm taking a reluctant 8-year-old on a tour around the architectural delights of Ferrara.
Yes.
I'll have to find something better for you, eh?
It's such a nice little track.
Today, Ferrara is a bustling university town, full of students and bicycles. The university was established by Alberto V of the Este in 1391. The Este invited artists, architects and scholars from all over Europe. Jewish bankers persecuted elsewhere were welcomed here. In fact, the doors were flung open to all who could contribute to making Ferrara powerful and successful.
If you came from anywhere else in Italy and you arrived here, you'd be like stumbling out of the Dark Ages into this new Renaissance idea of what is a city. You know, these wide streets. This was really the first emphatic expression of a very particular Renaissance idea, which was a planned town. You know, town planning. Mm. The medieval town just grows like an organism, and you end up with this labyrinth where poor lives next to rich. Everything's a kind of chaos. Here in Ferrara, for the first time, the Este said, no, we're not going to have that kind of city anymore. We're going to have a planned city, wide streets, but only for the rich. And it's just lined with palaces in all directions, and at the centre of it all, this thumping great expression of Este power, the Palazzo dei Diamanti.
Yeah.